What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Welcome back to the BFM studios, Caden Webster, eh?
Yes, Caden Webster.
How's it going?
Good.
I last saw you down at Nesfest.
What
a great spot and what a great festival.
Yeah, that was awesome. Far out. That was just, we went into lockdown straight after that. Oh, man.
And what a sight, by the way. That festival, if you, if it's been on your radar for a while, it was my first time going, and they just moved into the Hawke's Bay Showgrounds. Man, what a legendary sight to have a festival. You know, like nice trees, bit of water.
No, it was amazing.
Well laid out, amazing stages.
Yeah.
Super easy to get a drink or food or whatever you needed. It basically had everything.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really diverse as well, like with the lineups. Like they had obviously the more underground techno and house and dance stage in that warehouse, which was just like wild the whole time pretty much. And then they had the really cool like deep house and minimal house stage, and then all the live performing acts as well. Two big stages of that, and then like a, the whole thing was done amazingly.
The big stage, we've probably covered this off a few times here on the radio, but the big stage was on par with like a big day out type, like a stadium size field.
Yeah, I loved it. I think it's only going to get bigger and better. Yeah.
I'm excited. I've put it in my calendar. Hopefully I'll get back there in 2023. Now, Caden, the reason you're in here this evening is you've got a new two-track. Is it an EP or just two?
Yeah, I mean, it's a release, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an extended play. It's more than one. But yeah, it's a little two-tracker that's coming out on local Wellington label called Teeth Clippers.
Okay.
And they sort of specialize in underground breaks, jungle, and sort of electronica from the local scene. So stoked to be releasing with them as well and supporting local. I usually approach overseas labels, but it was really cool to like link up with these guys and sort of align with what we were both trying to achieve with this release. And so really looking forward to it.
Yeah, rad. Now, this evening's feature is a guest selection feature. You've given us a bunch of tracks. What would you like to start with and why?
All right, well, let's start with maybe start with A14 versus CB, which is by an artist called Ski Mask. Ski Mask is probably one of the most incredible producers in the world, just in terms of pushing the absolute limits of what you can really sort of achieve and make like still danceable but very experimental as well.
It's almost stuff that you put on like once you got home and everyone kind of wants to freak out a bit.
Yeah, definitely.
He does some
really crazy stuff and really like a wide range again as well. Like does a lot of sort of mood meditation music and then really sort of like heavy out there weird techno and dance. And this is kind of one of his new ones that I've just been feeling lately. I reckon it's just amazing.
Yeah, right. All right, for anyone else out there listening that just kind of wants to put it in context, the entertainment guide that you hear three times a day on BFM, the music that we use for that is some Ski Mask. So
yeah,
there you go.
Sick.
We'll be right back. Ski Mask, A14 versus CB. Definitely check him out. So much interesting music coming out from that dude.
Very interesting. And like, it's just so wild as well how he can fit some of that, so much of that. And if you're a production geek, like, you'll really appreciate what he can do in terms of just the quality of production that he puts out. It's just, that's goals. That's what you want to get to as any producer.
Now, Caden Webster, I followed you on Instagram, your artist page, but I did notice that you're over in Europe recently.
Yeah.
There seemed to be a bit of, since the lockdown restrictions kind of were relaxed, it seems to be a kind of a mass exodus of Kiwis to like just go and punch a holiday out. Was it good to get over to Europe?
Yeah, it was amazing. Me and my partner did 6 weeks over there. We've been saving for pretty much about
a couple of years.
And so it was so good just getting over there and really just feeling a bit free again and just like, you know, just living it up.
Did you hit some gigs?
We hit a few gigs. I didn't play any, but we went to a few. We went to an open air gig in France in front of like this cathedral, and that was just so sick. Everyone was just super friendly there, and it was a resident advisor gig. And it was just such a cool, beautiful sunset set and just cruising. It was so good. Yeah, so much fun.
Excellent. Now, what would you like to play next for the BFM listeners?
So the next track we'll play is from an Aussie producer called Cassettes for Kids. This track is a new one. It's called Heard This Calling, and it's sort of like a ravey, quite fast-paced house music track, but really happy and uplifting and sort of easing you into that summer vibes.
Hey!
That's a very nice track, mate.
Yeah, that's a cool one, eh?
Yeah.
He's a legend, actually. He's actually always supported me, which is real cool. We're actually in contact quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually starting to really, like, crack it as well, which is really cool to see, especially over in Melbourne and Aussie in general. Everyone's starting to get behind him a lot more, which is really cool. The Aussie talent at the moment is amazing for that kind of music.
I feel across the board, I find myself playing quite a lot of Australian tunes.
Yeah,
it seems. I mean, it's one of those things. Bigger population, right? So
yeah,
there's a lot of people
sure.
that can invest some time in their particular scene.
Yeah, definitely.
But there's no denying that there's a lot of talent and really good music coming out of Australia.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you travelled across the ditch and played a show or two?
I haven't played. I've been over there a couple of times, and I have just been asked to do a two-hour mix, which will be aired Friday, which I'm not really pre-announce that, but on a Melbourne radio station, Area 3000 radio station, so it's going to coincide with the EP release, and they've asked me to do a two-hour mix, so hopefully that will open up some doors for me to be able to go and play a couple shows over there.
How long does it take you to put together a two-hour mix? Do you just do it, or
I definitely prepare. Like, I go through, especially for like a specific mix, you know, like if I was DJing and stuff like that and crowd aren't feeling it, it's a little bit different. But when you're sort of compiling a mix together, I'll put a bit of work in to make sure that it's sounding mint.
All new? Does it have to be all new, or do you chuck some oldies in there?
Oh, no, I chuck everything in there, yeah. I always like to sort of mix it up, eh? Like, it doesn't always have to be new music. It's, there's so much good old music out there as well that needs that sort of that rejig sometimes, you know, just sort of that re-trigger of, oh, man, this is a really good track as well. Like, we just almost forget about it because it's moving so fast, you know, like now it's like a release every week. And some of that old music just gets left behind.
Frank Booker put together some playlists ahead of his party at Neck of the Woods the other day, and I went back and had to listen to some of it. And I was listening to this track from 95, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are good. On one in 1995.
Honestly, 90s. Some of the 90s techno that I've got is like unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's timeless. Like, it's never you could play it now and people would think that it's a new track. So good.
What tune would you like to play next?
So next we'll play a track called Pax, and that's by Chloe Robinson and DJ ADHD, and it's really interesting. So they did a release of a two-track EP as well, and they made every single element out of the track is made with a 909 drum kit, and obviously just saturated, distorted, and really creative. Like, there's literally very minimal. It's very drum and orientated, very heavy as well. But just the fact that they only use those elements is quite a cool challenge, and I just thought it came out really cool.
We'll be right back.
Chloe Robinson and DJ ADHD.
Yeah.
Chingle Packs here on 95BFM. Guest leaded by Caden Webster here in the studio with me. You've got a new two-track EP, which we'll get to shortly after we get crack through all these guest selections.
Yeah, for sure.
Any plans for the summer? Any big gigs coming up?
Yeah, so I've got... what have I got coming up? So I've got, I'm playing Club 121 this Friday in Wellington, which will be cool. That's coinciding with the release. The release gets released on Friday, and it's on Wellington's Teeth Clippers label, and they actually host a night at Club 121, so they've got me headlining the show coinciding with the release as well, which would be really cool.
What do you do to get in the zone for... If you're headlining, does that mean you're on about one?
So I'll play 12 till 2, I think, 12 till 2 a.m. So a two-hour set. I kind of just hang out in the club, really. Like, I quite like being there and seeing the other artists as well, especially sort of, it just motivates you. And you know, you might hear a track or something that you didn't know or something like that. And
Shazam.
I know the, yeah. And I know that... the girl who's on before me is MJ, and she's going to be coming up from Christchurch. So it'll be cool to, you know, just sort of be in the moment and sort of hang out with people and just sort of, yeah, nosy about, really. I've probably got most of the set sort of sorted already, just in terms of what I think I'm going to play. But
the bones.
Yeah, the bones. You can't fully prepare because... anything can happen on the night, you know, the tunes might not be working with the people. So yeah, we've got the bones of the set, and yeah, I just like to get it in amongst it.
Reading the room, if you're trying to, I don't know, win the crowd back,
yeah,
are there like just some gold standard classics that you have in the canon that you that you save for these occasions?
A little bit. I think I'm lucky enough to be in a position now that when I get booked, I generally get booked for the type of music that people are there.
They're expecting.
Yeah. And they're coming to see, you know, me, and they kind of know what I'm about. So I'm lucky enough that I've established myself enough to be in that position now. Back in the day when I was just starting out and I was just a DJ, not a producer. Yeah. You need to have those in the bank because sometimes people are standing there looking at you and they're not happy. But now I'm like, well, if you're not happy, you shouldn't have bought a ticket.
Yeah, totally. I'm headlining this.
Yeah, but people know what it's about. Especially Club 121, they've got such an amazing following down there, and they've done so well with just sort of pushing that kind of underground music, and I think people who go to that club, they know exactly what's up. They know what's going to happen. They know what to expect, and I'm there to deliver.
Nice one. Should we play this LB, aka Labat?
Yeah. So this one's called I Wanna Rave. It's by LB, aka Labat, which is the OG producer, and Kink, who's a really famous, well-known producer, has remixed it. And if you don't know Kink, I strongly, again, recommend you getting around him. He's actually going to be playing at R&V, which is crazy.
When was the last time we went to R&V?
2 years ago, I played 2021. So 2020 to 2021, yeah, I played.
Did you
there.
Stick around for the whole thing?
No. So we just played the one night. I played on the 29th. And I think we shot off because I had a couple other gigs to play back up the country. But the lineup this year is amazing. And I feel like there's a lot of people that are going to maybe not go underappreciated, but just that.
People fly over the top of their head.
Yeah, sometimes. But I just feel like there's a lot of amazing artists on there, and I'm so glad they are, because hopefully people are going to get in and around them and then start, you know, following them and getting into them. And Kink's one of them. Kink is like one of the most talented, not only DJs and producers, but forward-thinking artists of our generation. And he's like in his 40s. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, highly recommend getting around him. We'll be right back.
hoes come and get you, you gon' tell on the whole gang. Gang. Everybody screaming gang, gang, gang. When folks come and get you, you gon' tell on the whole gang. Everybody screaming gang, gang, gang. When folks come and get you, you gon' tell on the whole gang. Everybody screaming gang, gang, gang. When folks come and get you, you gon' tell on the whole gang.
Tasty tunes this evening, Katie.
Very tasty. That one's a fast, tasty tune.
Shall we go straight into the small grab?
Yeah.
And then are we okay to play one of your new tunes? Is
that
all good?
Yeah, for sure.
You've had sign off?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, that's fine. Yep.
It is fine. No, we don't have to ask them. They're in Wellington. They're not listening.
They're happy.
tell us about the small grab tune.
Yeah, so small grab's probably one of my favorite artist, super influential, Aussie producer, but has obviously cracked it really, really well. He's actually coming to play at Elsewhere Festival Which is on the 3rd of December in Ellerslie. Yeah, and there's a really cool diverse lineup on that as well, which will be really sick. He's just released an album, a full, I think it's about 14 tracks album, and one of the tracks is called Love Rains. And this is the Love Rains VIP, and he's basically taken all the bones from the original, which is quite like housey and sort of like lo-fi, and he's sort of made it into a jungle track, and it's really cool, really uplifting, amazing vocal, and as he does so well, just mixed perfectly.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, Caden Webster, for coming in this evening on 95BFM and guest selecting some tracks for us. Obviously, new two-tracker out on Friday. Where can people find it?
So it'll be everywhere. It'll be Spotify if you want to just stream it. But obviously appreciate Bandcamp if you can buy it, because you know, your $2 helps me out a lot.
Well, you get a WAV file as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Rather than a crummy little Spotify.
Exactly, yeah. The Spotify actually lowers the quality of the music. So it's better if you listen to it on Bandcamp or buy it, obviously. It will be up on SoundCloud as well. And it will be available via the Teeth Clippers label page, essentially.
Okay. Catch you down in Wellington this weekend.
Yeah, if you're in Wellington.
Any publicly published Auckland dates in the near future?
Yeah, so I'm supporting Dusky, who, if you don't know who Dusky are, they're sort of a very almost legendary house, deep house duo. That's going to be on the 11th of November down at AV Club. So that'll be a really cool one. Definitely get around that. Dusky are amazing. Then a whole heap of unreleased ones that we'll still have to announce, which is really exciting because there's going to be some really big ones. And the only other one at the moment is Elsewhere Festival, and that's in Ellerslie on the 3rd of December with More Grab and CC Disco, Flamingo Pear, Frank Booker, Dick Johnson.
Oh, wow.
Really cool lineup.
It is a good lineup.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Caden, thank you very much for making the trek in here this evening. What can you tell us about this?
No worries.
Track?
Yeah, so the EP itself is called Two Worlds. It's sort of... I wrote it back in lockdown, actually, and it was sort of just how I was feeling at the time. I wanted to write two tracks that were essentially almost not contradicting themselves, but complete opposites. So I wanted to write a listening tune, and then I wanted to write a clubbing tune. So the first track is called Physical, which we won't play today. We'll wait for that. And that's sort of the clubbing one, a bit more heavier, a bit more grimier. And the second track is a listening track. And it was sort of an expression of how I was feeling through lockdown, just when we kind of got released back out, it was like sort of the anxiety of sort of going back into the clubbing situation, and was it all going to be the same, and how was everyone going to react? So I titled it Introverted Clubbing, because that's sort of how I felt at the time. And it's sort of a breakbeat track that's more made for listening than anything. And it features sort of a really cool random vocal in there with lots of chord progressions and lots of drums that are sort of inverting on themselves, sort of as how I felt when I produced it. So, yeah.
Legend. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Check it out.
Me.
Find you on Bandcamp, right?
Yeah. Cheers, mate. We'll be right back.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.